It's time to take a stand. This is The War with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, I just want to let Herbie finish up here. He was cut off by the break talking about the looters in South Carolina. He's not seeing any FEMA operations. He's not seeing any government rescue operations. He's just seeing the looters. Who knows? Maybe the government brought them in. So, Herbie, I just want to let you finish your statement.
All right, so I was putting the 3 gallons of 93 octane in the generator that I managed to scavenge on, like, the second or third. I can't remember. It's been hell. Anyways, this truck pulls up down at the road below where I live, and they stopped. I thought maybe it was somebody trying to work with the power, and I heard a door shut, and this guy gets out, and he says, there might be gas there. And this other dude says, I don't think anyone sees me. And then they proceed to start walking into the woods towards my house. And it was at that moment I just set out. I said, I'm armed and I hear you. And they didn't say anything. All I heard was the truck door shut and they started it up and left. Since then, the only thing I've seen as far as FEMA, perhaps, I don't know, they go over in the air. I've seen helicopters fly over. There's a lot of people here that have power back on in my town. They had a lot of it back on by day 3 or 4. They turned on the bigger stores, like box stores and gas stations and stuff like that. The general public, though, I guess they tried to move their efforts to turn power and utilities back on, back up towards Asheville and Brevard and all that. And I know Starlink was really handy during this. I had actually ordered a Starlink system and hooked it up on my sister's house right before this happened, and they got hit horrible too. But once power was there, we were able to use the Starlink to connect with the first couple of days, and it was nice. We'd already subscribed. We didn't have to use the free subscription that Elon Musk so kindly has provided to the area here. But it worked really good, and the internet was a lot faster than actually what I have available in my area.
Well, and that just tells the story, and thank you for the call. Elon Musk and Donald Trump have done more, probably, than the federal government, Kamala Harris, and Joe Biden combined, as far as the disaster relief efforts are concerned. That's what it looks like from my perspective, at least. By the way, let's just roll a bit of the Glenn Beck with Corey Mills. They went to find the FEMA rescue center, and, you know, what they found was... not very impressive, guys. Go ahead.
Well, they have to cool down.
Well, they're moving chairs.
FEMA truck. Okay.
This is the first one you've seen, right?
In Asheville.
Hey, guys. Good. How are you?
What can I do for you?
Well, just I'm Glenn, and this is Congressman
Mills. Congressman Mills, how you doing?
We're just wondering what you guys are up to.
So they brought this in today, which gives us connectivity, complete connectivity, so we can do a lot more than we've been doing because all of our equipment works now. So they're registering. They're telling them over there. We're over here. I think tomorrow they're moving us over there somewhere more, but not exactly.
And what are you doing?
Actually registering people for FEMA assistance.
Okay, so this is the check thing?
Getting them in the system. Okay. Not just a check thing, housing, checking generators.
Okay.
Housing.
Yeah, good. Good.
But we're basically getting them in the system.
And you guys got here today?
We've been here for 2 days. We got here yesterday. Yesterday, we didn't have any connectivity, so we took 2,800 people, as near as we could count, coming through the food distribution line and through the gas station and handed them all flyers. We didn't even have flyers to hand them. Our flyers weren't here, but they could take pictures of our flyer, which told them they could go online, they could make a phone call, they could use your app to go online, just to get them in the system. Also telling them they're going to be here eventually. There'll be a DRC located nearby at Disaster Recovery Center, and they go there for help. But the app is great. The app, they can go on. They can upload documents through the app, so they don't need us.
Can I ask a question? And not just talk. One of the biggest problems, though, is that most people don't have the ability, one, to even get on their phones to verify what is going on. How does people even know that this location exists?
So that would be the news media's job to tell everybody.
But they don't have power.
Yeah, they can come here or they can get the app. They can't get internet and they can't travel. What a joke. It's just, I mean, these people don't know any better.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Nice. One little FEMA area gets set up. And if you can get there, you can hear about it. If you have any idea about it, then maybe they can help you get the paperwork and get you a check. But if you have no power or no connection and can't get, that's the media's job. What the hell is that? That's the media's job? So that's my job to tell you where FEMA is. Okay, so Glenn Beck's team literally had to drive around to find the center. There was no public. Where's the PR? Where Biden isn't telling you. Harris isn't telling you. Pete Buttigieg, what is he doing? Sure, FEMA, give us the opportunity to help the American people. Tell us where you're at so we don't have to go searching like it's a mystery hunt or something, an Easter egg hunt. Ooh, it's, you know, FEMA hide and seek. Come find us. Okay, how do people find out you're here? Well, you know, you get on the internet or you watch the news. They don't have power. And again, look, these FEMA people, you know, they're just basically just, you know, bureaucrats and whatever, government employees. So they get there a week late. There's no way to even know they're there. And they just set up. But if you, the private citizen, you want to go in with a helicopter or something to try to rescue people or go in and deliver water or food, they're going to shut you down. But, man, that's a cool vest you got on, man. That's a really cool FEMA vest and shirt. And, wow, you're an official government employee. Sweet, dude. Got your nice little $500,000 truck there, probably. Very nice. Very nice. All right. Again, I want to take calls that are in the disaster area to hear your stories, what you're seeing, what you're hearing. The number is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. If you're in the disaster area, tell us what you're seeing. Let's go to Jeff in Florida. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Yeah, great show again. I have a ray of hope for everybody, the hurricane victims. I was in Hurricane Wilma in Florida in Key West. Okay, have you guys pull up North Carolina criminal law, private citizens initiating criminal charges. Most state constitutions, we don't have to impeach them. We don't have to expel them. We can file criminal charges. If we all go down, file criminal charges against our politicians and political people and all the supporters of the illegal migrants, we'll clog the justice system and they'll get scared, I hope. But let me read you this, okay? Private citizens initiating criminal charges. from time to time, I've been asked, well, this is a law professor at the University of North Carolina, about private citizens initiating criminal charges by approaching a magistrate. You know what a magistrate is? A magistrate is an independent judicial officer recognized by North Carolina constitutional, all right? Let's go down here. Arrest warrant statute GS15A-304 requires only a magistrate be supplied with sufficient information supported by oath or affirmation to find probable cause. The statute doesn't limit the source of information to law officers. So you don't need a officer's document. You can go down. If everybody goes down, files charges, we can put these people away. Tennessee has that. South Carolina has that. Georgia has that. And Texas. Maybe it will help Alex. But if we all file criminal charges against the federal law in D.C. doesn't allow civilians to file. You have to go through a prosecutor. In the constitutions of states, you don't have to. You just need a magistrate. So we need to get them. Attack me. Go down Monday morning and everybody file criminal charges against your political people because their job is to secure your constitutional rights. And they're ignoring you. They're tyrannical. They're criminal. They're supporting non-American citizens. Do that to all the people who last time in the voting registration file criminal charges against them.
Well, look, you wonder, and other callers call in with similar stuff, and there's a bunch of legal wonks that call in and they say similar things, and, you know, that's one maybe peaceful legal way to do it. I don't know how realistic it is as far as, you know, weighing the options of how to solve this country. It's not that I'm discounting what you're saying. It's just I have people that call in with stuff like that all the time and, you know, all these other legal options and stuff, and it's just, you know, I don't know. I've never seen it manifest into anything before. Sure, maybe it could. Maybe somebody could spearhead a movement like that, and maybe it could work. I'd like to just start electing leadership that we can do this at the easiest path of least resistance with just getting rid of all the bureaucracy, getting rid of this gigantic government, and just having policies that get it out of the way, and then we just don't have to worry about going after all these corrupt politicians with all these different means and methods that are cooked into the system. That you know, I mean, I don't even know. Look, I've been through the legal process, and I mean, you know.
Constitution, please.
All right, Jeff, thank you for the call. Let's go to Elizabeth in South Carolina. Elizabeth, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. I was calling in. I live in South Carolina. We just got our power back on yesterday. Kind of what the other caller was saying, we had some problems with our power company, that it was reported that the power was on when it wasn't, so they weren't sending crews out. So I don't know if that might help anybody that's still affected out there. I also wanted to see if it was okay if I shared a message from a group here in South Carolina to any InfoWarriors in South Carolina, Georgia, North Carolina that's interested in going up there to help.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry, let me read it real quick. It says that we're going to be going up there on the 11th. There's a group coming out of Charleston. We'll be staying to help in any way we can. If you're interested in joining this mission, you must know it's very similar to a war zone and that there's devastation, death, and bodies present. No amenities, power, water, food, etc. You're required to bring your own camping gear, extra fuel for lack of availability, and they're recommending bringing self-defense protection for looters, robbers. This is a group of veterans and local, you know, previous military that is going up there to help, and they will not be told no to get the supplies and to these people that need it. So,
and let me just say this too, because again, I'm not judging, I'm not angry. I'm just saying we live and we learn, and that's why Glenn Beck has a crew up there and they're filming. If you're gonna go up there, and Elizabeth, I'm going to let you finish and continue to put out your call here, and you can give more details if people listening to this in the area want to go help. you need to be filming this because, I'm not mad. People are out there trying to help people. They're not thinking about putting a camera on. They're not thinking about putting a body cam on or, you know, filming and taking up a hand or two. They're thinking about, I'm going to use my hands to help people, not film, because I think the government's going to come in here and shut me down or threaten me with arrest. But it's gotten to that point now. So I would just suggest finding a way to film these things. And look, you can either hold your camera and get a really good shot, or if you're, you know, trying to carry materials or you got your hands full or whatever you're doing, anything else, you just want to put it in your pocket, or I don't know. But as you said, Elizabeth, you're going to take a group there. You're not going to be stopped. Well, you better have somebody filming it, because that's going to be your greatest protection, because we're hearing they are arresting people that refuse to stand down. So I just wanted to put that out there, but go ahead and finish up.
Absolutely. And it's mind-blowing to me, just the entire response to this, the fact that, you know, they're going in there and shutting the airspace down for the few private citizens who do have planes who are going in there to help. I grew up in North Carolina. These are good people. They didn't have much to begin with, and now they're devastated. And the fact that we have to watch our own government tell us that we can't help our fellow citizens is just astounding, you know, and watching them spend all this money. I just saw a report that Pete Buttigieg announced $2 million for South Carolina. Well, thanks, but you just sent $8 billion to Ukraine and however many to all these other countries, and all South Carolina can get is $2 million. I mean, and I almost am at a loss for words, but yes, you're right. To keep it safe and all of above, you know, we'll try and videotape as much as we can. But these people really need help. And at this point, I just think that it's on us as citizens to help our fellow citizens. And I just refuse to be told no. I mean, at one point in time, we're going to have to realize that they're not here to help us, and we have to help each other.
Well, see, that's the breaking point right there. And we've heard multiple testimonies, whistleblower testimony, relief effort testimony. There have been some people on the ground that have tried to avoid the government to be effective in their relief strategies. We've had Tim Kennedy go on air and do interviews talking about it. And again, I'm the media guy, okay? I'm the guy that goes to these things and films everything. That's my mindset. That's my approach. I've been to so many things now where you realize you kind of just have to be filming at all times because you never know when something's going to break out. So I'm not sitting here saying, geez, why weren't you people filming? I get it. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying, if we capture that moment on film, that's the breaking point right there. If people actually see it, somebody, a private citizen, whatever it is, trying to fly a helicopter, deliver relief materials, whatever it is, and they capture that on film, a government agent, whatever form, whatever fashion, threatening to arrest them, threatening to shut them down, confiscating their goods, that's the breaking point. That's like, I mean, we're no longer talking about hearsay, eyewitness. We're talking about you can sit there and watch this evil. And so that goes above and beyond anything. And so it's like it's like everything is building up to that. It's like everything, all the fireworks have been laid out and all the wicks have been tied together. The $8 billion for Ukraine, the $3 billion for Israel, but, you know, you, a victim, maybe get $750 if you're, you know, if you can find a way not to drown when you get off your roof. But then it's like Americans trying to help Americans, and the federal government comes in and shuts them down and threatens them with arrest. That's like, that changes everything. That's like that will pivot the entire perspective on this whole issue, from the same people talking about it to now everybody can sit there and see it, and there is no denying how evil it is. There is no denying how they hate us. Our government hates us. They'd rather you die. They'd rather you starve. And if you dare go out and try to help your fellow American, they're going to stop you. But please, go help one of these NGOs bring in all the illegal immigrants and clothe and feed and put them in houses. You'll be given an award and a promotion. But if you dare help an American that's struggling, you're going to get threatened with arrest. So that would be... So, Elizabeth, just one more time, if there are people in that area... You're saying you're trying to take a group up to Asheville to help. So just again, where can people help out, or what information can you give them?
I can, if you follow me on Twitter, I've already shared a screenshot of some of the information, and I'll be updating it as I get it in. I'm Moonfish on Twitter. It's MOONEFISH. And I'll be sharing all the information from there. And you're right. To get to get one of those moments captured, it would be the video shot heard around the world. So
I mean, look, you said Moone fish.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure we can find that and put it on the screen. Well, and look, I would just say this, and there it is right there. I would just say this, and again, this is my perspective, and it's a little devious in and of itself, I'll be honest. I would almost be going out in a truck with materials and looking to be shut down. I mean, I would be looking for the federal government just to capture that moment. So I'm not telling you to do that. That's like a little devious. That's kind of like, you know, that's like I'm in this to expose the corruption of our government. But I mean, yeah, I'd probably be driving around with a truck of materials and then, oh, here comes the government to shut me down, threaten me with arrest. Boom, captured on camera, change the world. All right, Elizabeth, we shared your ex account. If people want to go find that there and help out this weekend, we'll pray for you and hope for your safety and the best of luck up there. Okay, let's go to Zach in Florida. Zach, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Owen?
I'm good, thank you.
So I live on Treasure Island. It's a barrier island near Tampa. Our whole island was 100% underwater, so 100% of structures were affected by flood damage. As far as response, state response, our National Guard, directed by DeSantis, was first on the ground. They were the first ones to actually be able to access us a few days after it happened. We had structural issues to bridges, 10 feet of sand in the roads. So they finally got to us with the Humvees and started dropping supplies. Other than that, the FEMA response, they haven't actually been here on the island yet. From what I've heard, they're set up 10 miles away. We've been without electricity for over a week, no water. There's not a hotel room within three counties. We find out that we have to move out within 2 days. The little possessions we do have left, there's no storage units. It's just a total mess right now. But somehow Anna Paulina Luna was set up right here on the island, talking to people. She could be out here, but FEMA couldn't. Everybody's cars are fried, so they have to somehow get 10 miles away to go meet with FEMA. Phones are fried, no electricity, no internet. Internet's still down. So I've actually helped at least five of my neighbors do the FEMA app through my phone. But it's like, why can't they set up here if the National Guard is here, the Congresswoman's here, but no FEMA?
Yeah, well, it's either complete incompetence or criminal negligence or maybe something worse. You know, that kind of seems to be the case with all this stuff, whether it's people taking a shot at Trump or trying to kill Trump, or whether it's, you know, relief efforts after a major disaster. It's either complete incompetence, criminal negligence, or something much, much worse.
Yeah, it seems to be about right. But
there's
shout
no
out to
excuse.
Anna Paulina Luna. There's, yeah, I mean, like, we don't know what we're doing. Like, I'm a day away from being homeless, and I've been living in mold for a week now, just watching it grow on my walls. There's nowhere to go. I mean, I finally found a U-Haul U-Box that I'm going to be sleeping in, I guess, from here on out until I can get something figured out.
Unbelievable. Anything else, Zach?
Yeah, as far as, like, finding ways to get supplies to the people, it's been local government. So here in Pinellas County, our local EOC, it's the Emergency Operations, they have been the ones that have actually got us the supplies that people are donating from all over the nation. If you want to see what organizations are actually partnering with, so with people that are actually getting supplies in, I would maybe start by picking a highly affected county and then contacting their emergency operations and see what organizations they've been partnered with to get supplies in. That's our local emergency operations are the only ones that were bringing us anything from toothpaste to toothbrushes and just cleaning supplies, rubber gloves. There's a lot of that type of stuff that's needed. So that would be my suggestion.
Well, I will say your governor, Ron DeSantis, has yet again had a shining moment in the response to all of this. So at least you got a governor that actually cares and tries to do the right thing. So, and you probably, Florida probably has the best representatives going for him right now, too.
Yep, it was amazing to see the National Guard show up with their Humvees and ATVs, and that gave a lot of hope. So shout out to Ron DeSantis and the National Guard and Anna Paulina Luna.
Absolutely, Zach. Thank you for that call. And yeah, I can imagine. And hope's like all you need at that point. You're just stranded. You don't know your next meal. You don't know power, water receding, when your house, if you'll even have a house. And it's just the hope that somebody's coming. And so many people just don't even have that.
Yep.
And they just don't even have that. Yep, thank you for the call, Zach. So, speaking of DeSantis, and of course we covered this yesterday. There's some more information today. DeSantis deploys guard to ports after Helene. Now, remember, that was yesterday morning. Ron DeSantis said, look, if the port workers don't want to work, I'm sending the National Guard. They'll fulfill the duties, and we're going to make sure that the resources and the materials and the food and everything else that is needed in the recovery efforts to help people is going to get in. DeSantis orders National Guard to keep ports open as state recovers from hurricane amid the longshoremen union strike. And what do you know? Later that afternoon, they decide to get back to work. Isn't that something? So Ron DeSantis is not getting nearly the credit he deserves here. And of course, and he doesn't even care. You know, Ron DeSantis is really great. And it's unfortunate he took bad political advice. And he cozied up next to some neocons and ran against President Trump. And it was basically political suicide for him, but it's like maybe the gun jammed or like somehow the bullet didn't politically kill him because he's back. I don't know if he can ever run for president again, but the great governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, is back. And he's not getting near enough credit. He deserves credit for getting the longshoremen back to work. Absolutely. Folks, you don't think that was a major factor here? Oh, shoot. People are out there working in the ports without us. Yeah. Better get your ass to work. That's not good. Oh, we can be replaced? Oh. Yeah. Oh, we just got replaced. Oh. Now, they are renegotiating until January, but basically there seems to be a preliminary agreement that over the next 6 years, they will get a 60% pay raise. So that is what is reported as a preliminary agreement right now. So, but oh, I thought it was about automation. Well, now it's just about a pay raise. So we'll see what the outcome is. But Ron DeSantis is not nearly getting enough credit for the recovery efforts. Ron DeSantis is not nearly getting enough credit for getting the longshoremen strike to at least be temporarily suspended. But believe me, he deserves a lot of credit for both of those things. But it's the corrupt media. They hate him because he's actually a good guy that cares about the country and wants to help people. So good for Ron DeSantis. And I mean, I'm telling you, folks, when those longshoremen saw that they were about to get replaced, it was like, oh, shoot.
Hi, I'm Kamala Harris. When I'm elected president, platforms that promote free speech, truth, and resilience to the new world order, like thealexjonesstore.com, will be banned. Sites that profit off dangerous truths are a threat to our democracy. Shirts sold at thealexjonesstore.com, like the InfoWars limited edition fundraiser t-shirt, will no longer be tolerated. And let's be clear. If you're caught wearing one of these shirts, you will face arrest. Whether it's the Alex Jones for President 2028 shirt or any other merchandise pushing harmful messages of patriotism, family, faith, and freedom, this kind of propaganda has no place in our future. We will create a future where safety, censorship, and tyranny prevail. Don't go to thealexjonesstore.com to purchase products that keep Alex Jones on the air. Don't wear the shirts or support humanity. If you do, you'll be the first in line for my depopulation agenda.
Now, obviously, that is AI satire of Kamala Harris. That's not really her. But if you look at her policies and what she supported and what big tech and the Democrats won and what Hillary Clinton has said.
There are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda.
They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation.
Whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence.
There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation.
They indeed do want to put people in jail for their free speech. And the Justice Department that she's controlled by, that's hijacked this country, has been running a whole operation trying to shut down InfoWars. And on November 13th, it goes up for auction. And the Democrats have said they never wanted money from me. They wanted me silenced. That was always their goal.
Take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away. I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild.
Is there's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate. And over the course of that process, that could get very, very dangerous for Mr. Jones.
I hope that we never see someone like him again.
And if you're out there right now and you're one of Alex Jones's audience members and you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again.
They're scared of satire because real satire, powerful satire, takes a truth and then basically presents it to show how absurd it is. So I'm asking all of you for your support to fund the alexjonesstore.com and get these great t-shirts and ball caps. So one way or another, my broadcast continues on regardless of what happens. We may be able to get some patriots to outbid Soros and Media Matters for InfoWars and this operation. But regardless, myself and the crew want to come roaring back. So support our sponsor, the alexjonesstore.com. Get these amazing shirts. That's how you keep us on air. And these shirts are so timely, launching the First Amendment and Second Amendment Defense League, standing up for the right of free speech and self-defense. This shirt and so many other amazing shirts now available exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com. This is serious. This affects the entire country and the world. They're trying to get through me, as Trump says, to get to you. So please stand with us. I thank you all for your support. Plus, these are amazing shirts at thealexjonesstore.com. Please take action.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
I never knew that a kid like me could take his mic around the world and flash the big ass ditty and rock the masses from Madrid to Calabasas.
RFK Jr. with the Zen, and it has the crew going crazy. Probably says more about them than RFK Jr., but nonetheless, all the Zen fanatics out there love RFK Jr. even more now. All right, let me cover the rest of the stuff off of my list, and then we can go back to the phone lines. And guys, let's see if there's any other people in the disaster areas. We do have some other people that want to comment on that, but I want to go to specifically people in the disaster areas. You know, I got this whole video, MSNBC Undercover O'Keefe Report. They admit that their entire job is to help Kamala Harris. I mean, it's just, you know, Of course, we know that. But again, it's just like, there it is. They admit it. They know they're corrupt. They know they're liars. They know they're the bad guy. How about this, though? And I got... I'm working on another whistleblower. I'm working on another data analyst to come on the show, analyst to come on the show. I'm working on even getting another victim to come on the show about these vaccines. This was published last night. Alarming rise of super fit, slim young people suffering heart attacks as experts reveal theories for the surge. All right. Now, so they're shocked. They're shocked. All these athletes, all these healthy people, young people, fit people, and they're all having heart attacks. They're stunned. They're shocked. They can't believe it. They don't know what's going on. Now, would you be shocked if you found out, guess what is not mentioned in this story? Would anyone in the crew like to take a guess? The vaccine somehow didn't make the report. But you know what's funny? They even admit that the surge happened beginning in 2020. Now, they do try to blame COVID. They say COVID is doing this. No, but not the vaccine. Everything but the vaccine. Drug use, obesity, sedentary lifestyles, bad diets, COVID. No mention of the vaccine. The virus causes inflammation. The virus causes heart problems. The virus causes blood clots. That's what's causing the young people to have heart attacks. And it's a doubling. Since 2019, young and healthy fit people, it has doubled heart attacks in young, healthy, fit people. And still, it's a tiny number, but it's doubled since the vaccine rollout. And they just, it's everything but the vaccine. It's unbelievable. And this is just basic deduction. It's like, oh, nobody has hit 60 home runs in Major League Baseball, and then Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire and Barry Bonds all did it in a couple seasons. But it's not the steroids. Nope, not the steroids. No, it was obviously the steroids. No, it's obviously the vaccines. How about this, though? CNN ran a special report on Tim Walz allowing Minnesota to be the number one state of COVID-19 fraud. This was on CNN, clip two.
Republican State Senator Mark Curran, like the rest of the country, is eyeing the presidential election, but with the Minnesota governor in his sights.
I think Governor Walz, if you want to talk about accountability, has taken no accountability.
Curran says while national voters may just be learning about Coach Walz and his affection for football and home improvement, here in Minnesota, yeah, the news has been more critical, especially around the way Walz's administration handled financial scandals. At least 16 reports critical of specific state agencies for allowing alleged fraud, waste, or mismanagement during Walz's 6 years as governor have been published by Minnesota's independent auditor.
He is the executive body in charge, right? And can you blame him individually for each individual thing? No, but he took absolutely no action to change the outcome. There was nobody that was terminated because of the failures of those agencies.
Lisa Damath is a Republican minority leader in the Minnesota State Legislature.
We have an issue of fraud here in the state of Minnesota, that we have $500 million in known fraud under Governor Walz's time in office.
And you're talking about feeding our future.
That's one of them, yeah.
Feeding Our Future, a program overseen by Minnesota's Department of Education, was the single largest COVID-19 fraud scheme in the nation, according to the Department of Justice. Nearly $250 million in federal tax dollars was supposed to go to feeding children in need. Instead, dozens of people involved in the scheme stole the money, buying houses, luxury cars, and a suburban bar and restaurant, according to a federal indictment. At the time, Governor Walz defended his administration.
We caught this fraud. We caught it very early. We alerted the right people.
This past June, the state legislative auditor's investigation found that the Minnesota Department of Education's actions and inactions created opportunities for fraud, failed to act on warning signs, and did not effectively exercise its authority to hold Feeding Our Future accountable.
Is that fraud the governor's fault? When he is not holding any commissioners responsible, then yes, Governor Walz is responsible for the fraud that has been ongoing in the state of Minnesota. By not making any changes within his administration, then yes,
can you even imagine the disaster that would be 4 years of Harris Walz? I mean, it's dumb and dumber. Or just imagine the cringe of having to listen to Kamala Harris. I'd rather listen to Joe Biden fumble and mumble and slur and cough through a press conference than this absolute cringe. This just pure cringe. Like, if you could somehow just get pure 100% cringe, it would be Kamala Harris. Here's an example from her rally. They're not talking about her rallies anymore. Notice that? The whole Kamala big rallies, huge rally sizes. Notice how they're not talking about that anymore? Yeah, because they're not big. Nobody's going. I mean, look at this, just pure cringe, 100% organic, pure cringe in clip six.
Concepts of a plan. He has concepts of a plan. Come on.
Here's AOC. She thinks Texas is going to turn blue, and with that, the Democrats will get single-party power in clip one.
It is important because when we win Texas, we transform this country for a generation. A generation. And that is why this state is so deeply important.
You know, isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? AOC is going to come from New York down to Texas and lecture us? What? Hold on a second. New York City itself, the city, smells like garbage and sewage. You been there recently? It's garbage and sewage. A little hint of weed. Trash literally piles up on the streets. Did I mention the crime rates? Did I mention the violence? Did I mention the poverty, the homelessness? And she's going to come down to Texas and talk about turning it blue? Wait a second. New York, the blue state, that has a state budget deficit? New York, the blue state that has businesses fleeing? New York, the blue state that is losing its population to red states like Florida? New York City, the blue city, where your Democrat mayor is being investigated for criminal activity and like dozens of police officers and their associates are now getting charged as well? And you're going to come down to Texas and tell us about turning Texas blue? In case you haven't noticed, New York run by the Democrats, and you're going to promote, you're going to come from New York to promote Democrat Party politics in Texas, a state that is people are moving to in droves, leaving New York. Texas, a state where most businesses, if not all, would rather start their business, would rather file their LLC in Texas than New York. Texas that doesn't have all these giant Democrat scandals. Texas, I mean, we got our own problems with our big cities here, but I mean, for the most part, I can go to most places in downtown Austin and not see mountains of trash, and it just smells like raw sewage and garbage. I can go out in Austin and not see rats the size of pumpkins running around. And she's going to come down here and promote Democrat Party values? And by the way, your whole plan to turn Texas blue, you got a problem. We just removed 1.1 million illegal voters from the rolls. We just arrested multiple Democrats in Houston for election fraud. So your whole operation to turn Texas blue took two big blows. It's just, it's unbelievable that I have to sit here. We have to sit here and get lectured by liberals, get lectured by Democrats who run everything, and everything they run sucks. And so it's like they go over here, they destroy everything, and then they come to our red areas and tell us how much better they are. And that we need to embrace their values and their policies and their practices because they're so much better. And then you're like, wait a second, didn't you just come from that dumpster fire? Didn't you just come from that third world hellhole that you created? And then you're going to come lecture me? It's crazy, but they're desperate. They're really pushing to try to defeat Ted Cruz. I don't think it's going to work, quite frankly, but they're pushing. Speaking of fraud, Sir Mayor Page, ex-BLM leader, sentenced to federal prison. Charges on wire fraud and money laundering. More lefties using George Floyd's death for their own empowerment? Go figure. Who could have seen it coming? But they're the moral high ground, the liberal progressive left. They're the political high ground, the Democrat Party destroying every city they ruin and rule over. And then they're going to come to your red area and tell you how much better their policies are, and you need to embrace their policies. We're going to turn this area blue. Oh, you're going to come and destroy my state too? You're going to come and destroy Texas too, are you? Let's just play a little brief of this, and we'll take a couple more phone calls. This is MSNBC admitting their entire job right now is to get Kamala Harris elected. O'Keefe Media Group, clip 5.
MSNBC is doing enough to help the Harris campaign.
I mean, they're doing all they can.
Meet Basil Hamden, a writer and producer for MSNBC's weekend show, Iman. Basil also reveals that, quote, what her message of the day is their MSNBC's message of the day.
What have they done to help the Harris campaign?
Amplify her message. What her message of the day is their message of the day.
Hamden revealed that MSNBC is the Democratic Party's mouthpiece and is doing anything to get Kamala elected. Hamden says this news network is indistinguishable from the Democratic Party.
So is MSNBC just like doing whatever it takes to get Kamala elected?
Yes. It hammers home the point that I'm making, that this news network is indistinguishable from the party.
Are they just the Democratic Party's mouthpiece?
Exactly.
MSNBC is the Democratic Party's mouthpiece.
Yes.
Basil calls MSNBC viewers brainwashed and states that MSNBC made their viewers dumber over the years.
Viewers get mad at the guests or the hosts if the hosts were to criticize Democrats. They've made their viewers dumber over the years. I think brainwashing and dumbing down.
It's bad.
Aggressive.
I get it.
Helps Trump.
And when she's delivering these messages now, I think she keeps getting
and dumbing
better.
Down.
Kamala Harris is telling the truth. The hate campaign against Kamala Harris has begun.
They'll probably get somebody over there at O'Keefe Media Group. They'll probably just get somebody from the Democrat media just to say they want Trump dead next.
Vote for her or don't vote for her. But isn't it great to just have a positive conversation right now?
Last week, we saw Vice President...
I bet
President
they have more.
Kamala
All right,
Harris
that's James O'Keefe speaking. He was on with Alex earlier this week. Powerful stuff. All right, before we sign off, let's squeeze a couple more phone calls here. We've got Sean in Florida on the disaster relief getting stopped. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Up on. Listen, I called and talked to you when you got out. I stay up till 5 o'clock in the morning. We love you. Remember that? That's me, okay? We prayed for you while you were in prison, and it was ridiculous. Anyway, listen, I do wildfire mitigation and cleanup in Florida, 25 years, and I have a land clearing business, you know. These guys need heavy equipment. I have a friend of mine I went to school with. His name is Wade Childress. He was a captain for the fire department. He lives in Tennessee. He's helping out other firemen and other people there, rescuing animals, dogs, cats, deer, horses. There's, I think, 2,000 head of cattle were rolling down the river just yesterday, the day before yesterday. So there goes livestock. There goes our livestock. There goes the farming community. That's where we pull a lot of our, you know, our vegetables and a lot of beef and milk and cheese and so on, okay? Now, look, I live in Florida, and it's been hit. And I was going to cruise up there with some equipment and stuff, but if I'm hearing that they're getting turned away, you know, I wouldn't want to take all that equipment up there just to be turned away. And there's other people trying to get up there, too. So those people just need to hang on. Now, down south in Treasure Island, okay, in St. Pete, island was destroyed. You know, McAdoo was there. You talked to Alex yesterday. But all along up there in Pinellas and Pasco County and a lot of other counties are devastated, and they're still underwater, and people are, you know, lost their homes. Another friend of mine is Michael Almond and Scott Brown and his friends. Michael Almond is the son of Greg Almond. He has a store up there, the Half Eaten Peach, in Pasco County, and he lost everything. B.B. King signed autograph stuff and all the stuff that he had. He had no insurance, no homeowner's insurance. He lost his store, and he lost his home, his car, everything. And, you know, he's going through a rough time, but he's trying to pick himself back up, you know? And one more silver dollar, you know, that's his boy. So, but I've sent them and tried to help them with some things, some money. There's some places that Wade, this police captain that I know, he has some information on some of the farms where you can send some of these people money. Okay, if you'd like that, I can try to give that to you to try to help and see if anybody wants to contribute. If you may. I've got a phone number, too.
And what is this?
This is like it's a farm. That's up there. Let me see if I can find it here real quick. He said he needed some things. Sorry to keep you off for a second, but this is the phone number. It is, sorry.
Well, I would suggest going and trying to give the relief aid anyway, despite even there being a chance you might get rejected. I would go and do that, and I understand, you know, hauling the equipment, it's a risk. And maybe you take a light load at first and test it. But I would do it, and the minute you see somebody trying to disrupt it, the minute you see somebody trying to shut you down from the government, start filming it, expose it. You've got representatives in Florida that will actually pick that up and run with it, and you can make a difference. Honestly, it's crazy, but I'm just telling you, it's true. The biggest difference you could make right now, obviously, we need people there in the relief effort for sure, rescuing people, getting people the necessities they need. I'm just saying, if somebody caught that on film, it would expose the entire FEMA operation, and it would turn the page, and then they would actually get released to help these people. So, I mean, it sounds crazy, but like, if somebody captured that on film, that would be the number one thing to actually help these people right now, because it would expose FEMA and it would finally get them out of the frickin' way.
I would get arrested. I don't know why anybody else hasn't gotten arrested.
Well, people have. People have gotten arrested.
People are trapped right now. They're still trapped. They're up on the Black Mountain right now. I mean, I've talked to these people. It's on TikTok. It's everywhere. People are still dying from this right now. And I would get arrested. I would literally, if I lived up there, I'm telling you, I am so pissed off, man. I cannot believe that this country is the way it is. And it's people helping people. There's nobody else to help. That's it. This is it. And this is going to take so long. It took hundreds of years to put these towns together, you know?
You know, it's so funny, too. And I wasn't even going to bring this up, but just more memories are flashing in my head. When we sent a couple crews out after Hurricane Harvey hit Texas. And some of our crew just went out and did a bunch of aid stuff. And I went out with Harrison Smith. And we were really doing more coverage than anything. And I was just doing coverage and you know, shooting reports of where people were not at power, where people needed help, and surveying a lot of the damage. But, like, there's certain times where you just can't help it. Like, there were certain times where we'd be driving through neighborhoods, and we were in a truck that could kind of maneuver through things. But, like, there were times where we'd be just driving through neighborhoods, and you'd see people clearing the roadways, and we'd just pull over and just start picking up trees and moving debris out of the way so that they could just open up roadways again. But it's funny, because now that I'm even remembering this, and Harrison would attest to this too, we didn't run into much government anything when we were down. I think we were out for like 5 days covering Hurricane Harvey, and we didn't really run into any government assistance anywhere. It was mostly just local people that were helping. Along the way, we run into some other media people, and they were mostly nice, and they would help. They're most of their crews are there are pretty nice people too. It's not like the producer you just saw from MSNBC. The average person that works in media is probably even apolitical or even just can't stand the Democrats, but just need a job. So, you know, every once in a while we'd see them out there and they'd be helping people too. But it was funny when we'd have to go out and find where the FEMA centers were. We'd have to go out and find that. And every time we would go, they wouldn't do anything. And they were actually extremely offended that we were there. And they were very rude. Now, I remember capturing all of this. We were banned all over the internet, so it was like we couldn't really... I mean, we shared it on the shows. It's just funny you bring that up, because now that I'm remembering it, it was just... It never changes. It never changes. It never freaking changes with this evil government. It really doesn't. Now, it's probably worse. It's probably worse under Biden than it was under Trump, but it was still the same damn story. Same damn story with FEMA. We went to the FEMA emergency centers. They weren't doing a damn thing. They were sitting on their asses, not doing a damn thing. Wouldn't answer any questions. We never saw them actually out in the scenes, in the rough. Never. And it's like, you got to go find their centers. They're nowhere near the disaster zone. And then you get there and you try to ask some questions, figure out what's going on. They just tell you to leave, and then they threaten to arrest you.
Right, right, yeah. This is crazy. Look, there's people that are still alive that need help that are dying, you know? I can't even bear myself really to go down there, because if I did brought my equipment, if I see some bodies floating, I mean, that's what's going on down there, man. It's getting bad. And my friend also said, who is a really great guy, and he is works for the fire department, rescuing peoples and animals and anybody that he can, probably worn out, but he said, we're probably going to need more body bags. And he's talking
Well, that's
about-
what the locals are saying, too. And I'm sorry, Sean, I'm out of time. And by the way, I forgot to say this to the people in South Carolina. I hope you go and help that woman put out the clarion call. I will be in South Carolina on Monday, October, is it the 13th or 12th? I forget which day it is, but it's Monday, the 13th or 12th. I'm doing a political debate there at the University of South Carolina. Hope you can make it out to that. Tomorrow, Monday, October 14th. Thank you, University of South Carolina. Hope you can make it there. By the way, we'll be live tomorrow, right here, covering the Trump rally in Pennsylvania.
The deep state hates me almost more than anybody in the world except President Trump. That's because I've got their number. We've got a giant audience of activists like you that understand what's happening as well and aren't going to roll over and let them take over our planet and enslave us and depopulate us. We're going to stop this death cult together. But the enemies of freedom are trying to shut us down November 13th. Regardless, our great sponsors are going to keep the broadcast going no matter what. But we need funds to do it. So please go to our amazing sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, and get some of these amazing designs. More than 15 years ago, I designed this baby. We brought it back. I love it. It's a collectible. It's limited edition. It's at thealexjonesstore.com. And now they've added long-sleeved, lightweight, and heavyweight hoodies for cool weather and super cold weather with all these incredible designs. They're now available at thealexjonesstore.com. And it gets even crazier. These shirts are being made right now, so I don't have one, but tomorrow we'll have one. It's in the mail to us right now. Look at this. You talk about fun. I was going to be a Democrat for Halloween, but my head wouldn't fit up my ass. Gotta love that. Here's another one. Make Halloween great again with the evil Trump. Make the frogs straight again. All these great designs and more are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It keeps us on the air at this critical time in the face of globalists, and they're amazing shirts. You'll meet so many great people when you're out wearing these. It's an adventure to wear these shirts, and it keeps us on air. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for supporting free speech. You are the reason we're still here. God bless you. Now, please visit thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I want to thank all those that have gone and gotten the shirts. Thank you so much for what you're doing. You are amazing.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.